Okay, so Stimme Kuf Nun Gimel, Hilchos Nido, Boy Tes Zion Sifin. So, I mean, that's not the whole Hilchos Nido, not in 16 Sifin. But anyway, so yeah, Aleph. Kol Isha Shenekam Makara Tipa Dam. Any woman that it's gets uprooted from her Makara, drop of blood, Afilu Kol Shehu, even if it's a drop, Yibeza Eifin Shehu, whatever way it comes out, Bein B'tiva, Kederach Hanoshim, Liris Bizmanim, Yiduim, whether it's the nature for a woman to see in at the regular times, or Shalabizman, or it's not in the regular time, but Filu Erula Eza Ainus, Asher Machmaze, Yotzami Dam. If it has any sort of Ainus that comes out from the Makar Dam, Harehi Tmeh Nida, she's a Nida, Achatispa Zayin Nikiyah, until she counts Zayin Nikiyah, Vetitpo Karoi, and she has to do regular mikvah, Vafalabala, Batumasa, and anybody who is on her with Tumasa, Chayab Karos. And he chayav as paras. Everybody's chayav karas if they do this. Malanegiya derechiba chayav a malchus. That's the part that people are not aware of. That chiba, if there's any touching between a couple, then it's chiyav malchus. And some say it's also yaharag v'yava. People lo hergisha she yotze dam mekar. Even if she doesn't have a hargasha, ela shemata kesem dam b'basar or b'chaluka or b'sadino or b'shar makom, she finds a stain, right? Either on her skin, or her clothing, or her sheets, or any place else. And she can't think of any place else where it could have possibly come from. Then she is Tamei. And if a woman finds a kesem, even if it's not red mamish, right? It's just not white. So now it's very vague. Here he's saying, even if it's not red, but it's not white. So it's somewhere in the middle, obviously, if there's a big difference between just not red and not white. There are many differences between the size, whether large or small parts of the kesef. And the same thing with tliya. What can she be telling and what she can't? And there's a difference between which man she found it in Beyom Shi Tahira, whether she's in the pure days of Yom Rishon and Shiva Nakim, or if it's in the first 3 days of Shiva Nakim, and then it's more Machmer. A woman who had a Hargosha that her Makar was open. Even if she finds nothing, then she is Tameh, meaning she felt like something came out. We don't really have this nowadays. If you felt it come out, then she's Tameh. You have to let this know. Many women are not aware of this halacha. They're certainly not aware of it nowadays because it's very rare to have this. But if she has this argosha and she feels something moisture coming out, even without any sort of mixture of red, then she is tired. So here, if she has argosha and something comes out of her, then we can say that what she felt is that thing that came out of her, and she's fine. But if nothing came out of her, then the assumption is that it came out and it was lost, and then it's a problem. Hold on 1 second. Okay, Dalit. Siv. Elisha Benidas to Masal Lysikrav. A woman, when she's in need, you shouldn't come close to her. Midaksiv Lysikrav, Dashina Chakomine Krava Asr. Means any sort of closeness is also Shalayishoik Vala Yalkaroshima. You can't flirt with her, can't have Kalas Roy, you can't be entertained with her. Afilodorma Magilan Lavera. Even now, and that's, I don't know what the even here is. Meaning it means even with words and Hamragilun Lavera. That it may come to make an avera. I mean, it shouldn't be even. Of course, it's a problem if it's going to lead to avera. So it's a little bit difficult to translate that exactly. But point is, you're not allowed to do anything that might cause you to be feel close. Since they were already together, since there's also a heter, there will be a heter after she has tefillah. His Yetzirah is not going to grab hold of him. But like, and when I perhaps he's going to beboil her be'isra. I mean, it's what we call paspasale. Why? Well, you assume that a man will have some sort of self-control for a week and a half, or whatever it is, until she comes back from mikvah. Hey, lo yigavah, you're not allowed to touch her a few levetzukatan, even with a small finger. Lo yeshet miyada liyada, and he can't stick it out from his hand to her hand. A few davar aruch, even something long. Ken lo yikabel miyada, and he can't take something from her, no matter how big. Right? V'chein zrika miyada liyada, throwing from him to her is also a problem. Miyada liyada, and from her hand to his hand is also awesome. He can't eat with her on the table unless there's some sort of shinu. When they're eating at the same table, they have to have something as a reminder. Right here, it's mashma that the reminder has to be in between their seats. Meaning, let's say they're sitting opposite each other, and it has to be in between them, not further down the table. Right, and it has to be something. It has to be something that's not the derech to leave it, that you never leave it there. Meaning, if you put your phone on the table a lot of times when you eat, so then that's not going to be some lehecha. Aisha tishana zemkaima, or she has to change her place. But if it's the derech that when she's tahara, she eats. They normally eat from one plate. And now each one eats from their own ka'ara, sagi v'achi, and that is enough. Zayin, lo yishtem yishyura, kodesh sheshasa sahi. So he can't drink from a kais that she left over, v'im hifzik adam achar v'neim, and if somebody else eats from it, ha'shehurakas el kais achar, shari, and you pour it to another kais, then it's mutter. V'im shasa sahi, if she drinks, v'hu, and he doesn't know, but writes a lishtis and he wants to drink from it. She doesn't have to tell him, meaning the husband comes home and the wife had drank from a cup and he just sees the cup sitting there and he wants to drink from it. So she doesn't have to tell him. Right? But if he knows that she drank, Ella Shaloyoda she needed, but he didn't know she's a nida, then lechem simla is a major pirush on Hilchos Nida from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Right? Kinira de tzricha lahagidloi. Then he says that he has to say. So it's an interesting din. If he wants to take a drink from her cup and he doesn't know she drank from it, then he's allowed to drink it. She doesn't have to tell him that she drank. But if he wants to drink from it and he knows it's her cup, he just doesn't know she's a nida, then you have to tell her. But he says he thinks that he has to tell him. He mutaras lishtas mishira kashilos. She is allowed to drink from the kais, from the leftover kais of his. V'yesham tikashem she also lishtas mishira kashilos. The same way that it's also to drink from her kais, kach also lecho mishira makashilos. Then he also can't eat from her leftover. So it's interesting also because when these things come up, especially when it's a shas atchak, the real din is by drinking, not by eating. Right. But Lamaisa, we're macher for eating too. So there's a whole thing. So if you put it onto a different plate, we said it's okay, right? If you take the drink and pour it into a different drink, then it's okay. Into a different cup, then it's okay. But how do you do that with like a piece of steak? So how do you put a piece of steak into, I mean, that's not a leftover because it just transferred plates. Right? So that's also, meaning if it's like pieces like sesame chicken or something like that, so you just don't take the piece you bit into, right? Okay, those are some of the shadows that come up. Ches, you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed, even if it's not specifically her bed. Even if each one is in their own clothing and they're not touching each other, even if they have their own mattress. If the box springs the same, they're not. Yeah. Bafilu even if it's in beis mitzvahs and they're touching each other, is also also. Let's say they're sitting on the ground, so then how does that work? Right? They're going camping. So is that the whole world their bed? So he's saying if they're both sleeping on the ground. So then they can't face each other. I mean, unless there's a lot of space between them, right? worden im Geschehen bestehen wie das nur so zu bearbeiten. Let's say they're sleeping foot to foot, meaning head to foot, meaning that they're not touching side by side. They're foot to foot. Yeah, but foot to head or head to foot. But sometimes they be face to face. All right. Then an apple pea, she yesh hefsig ben amitas. I'm sorry, no, stuff. But Ifin shall if I understand this. I mean, this is going back on both. That sometimes they'll be facing face to face. Alpi sheyesh hefsek ben amitos, even though there's a separation between the amitos, yesh lesser. It's also elam kain yesh merchak rab b'neim. You have to make sure that there's a lot of space. Basala bala filu leishiv elamitam yichedesla. It's also for the baal to sit even on a bed that's meyuchadu. He's not even allowed to sit on it. Sorry. Unless there's a big space. But also la bala filu leishiv elamita. I'm sorry, I went back a sentence. You're not allowed to sit on a bed that's miyukad for her, even not in front of her. And she is also to sleep on a mita that's miyukadis for him. But to sit on it is not a problem, right? So you see, meaning there's a big difference between the woman sitting on the man's bed and the man sitting on the woman's bed, right? See, she can't sleep on his bed. She can't. Sorry, he can't sleep on her bed. She can't sleep on his bed. But she is. She is allowed to sit on his bed, right? At least according to the kids of Shulchan Aruch. He's not allowed to even sit on her bed. Tess, asurun, you're not allowed to sit on a long bench that shakes. But if somebody else is sitting between them, it's mutter. So you have this on boats and swings and those type of things. They should not go in a wagon together. Or on the boat. If they go only the derech of tiyul. So according to this, you're not allowed to go on any sort of vacation, right? So I don't mean we're not really mocking on this. And the question is, do you look at a car like it's the same as these things, right? Abel imhalka me'irli irli iskayim. But if they're going for business, mutar apa pi shehein levado, then it's mutar, even if they're alone. They have to sit and make sure they're not touching each other. So again, this is comes up when you're flying on an airplane. So the seats are very close together, but they're separate seats. But the problem is that the plane shakes, et cetera, et cetera. So they have to, a couple have to be very careful. We're not going to make a couple go buy an extra seat. So that there's a space between them. I don't believe we'd be mechuyev to do that. All right, we'll stop over there. Sorry for the disturbances. Everybody should have a fine night. Suda's toast.